Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wonderful World of Disney Immunity.
Woo!
And I'm actually here.
I know, this is the first time you've been here for an immunity.
I know, it's the third immunity, too. This is just sad.
That's kind of sad.
It is.
Third time's the charm, I guess.
Stupid choir. It's always on a Wednesday. Just makes me upset. Okay. Anyway. Immunity, first immunity I'm here for.
Yeah. This week we had Studio Ghibli immunities, which is Disney made English dubs of Japanese animated films. I guess they would be actually considered anime, so yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I know nothing about these movies.
So, well, they're awesome, and they're all very,
It was actually at Target yesterday. And I was going down the movie aisle, like the little kids' movies, and I saw at the top of a movie in big print the Studio whatever it's called. And I was like, oh my god, I don't know what that movie is. So I just like, okay, well, I know we're doing that for Wonderful World at Disney, but I don't know what the movie is, so don't really know. The only thing I know is one of these movies has a giant baby in it.
That would be Spirited
and
Away.
And isn't the giant baby played by Tara Strong?
I think so, yes. And then a spell gets put on it, and it gets turned into a hamster.
What? What is with these movies?
They're all full of magic and Japanese spirits and stuff.
So I was listening to some of these monologues, and I was confused. And I was like, what kind of movies are these? Like, they kind of scared me. There's one that scared me, which you'll find out, but...
I would venture to say that was probably Green Girls.
That scared me.
That she's supposed to be kind of intimidating in that scene. She's a wolf spirit or wolf god.
Mm-hmm.
So she's all ferocious and intimidating.
All right. So I guess we'll get started.
Yeah.
First up is Blackjack AV.
Woo!
His scene is from Spirited Away.
He did Haku, which Haku is voiced by Jason Marsden, who also voiced Max, who we keep raving about Blackjack doing. Max Goof from a Goofy movie. And apparently he also voiced Kovu from Lion King 2. I totally did not realize that. Jason Marsden.
Wait.
I think they're related.
I was going to say, isn't James Marsden an Enchanted?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jason Marsden is the one that does all the, voice acting stuff.
Yeah. So, here is Blackjack AV.
As Haku.
They know you're here. No, Chihiro. You did very well. Listen carefully to what I tell you to do. You can't stay here, they'll find you, and you'll never get to rescue your parents. I'll create a diversion while you escape. You don't have a choice if you want to help your parents. This is what you have to do. Don't worry. Now, when things quiet down, go out through the back gate. Go all the way down the stairs until you reach the boiler room where they stoke the fires. There, you'll find Kamaji, the boiler man. Tell him you want to work here. Even if he refuses, you must insist. If you don't get a job, Yubaba will turn you into an animal. You'll see. She's the witch who rules the bathhouse. Kamaji will try to turn you away or trick you into leaving, but just keep asking for work. It'll be hard work, but you'll be able to stay here. Then, even Yubaba can't harm you. I have to go. And don't forget, Chihiro. I'm your friend.
Alright, and that was Blackjack AV. I'm just going to tell you guys right now, because I don't know a lot about these movies. I'm not going to have a ton to say about the characters, because I don't know who they are. So... these are going to be shorter than I normally have. I normally have short critiques, but these are going to be pretty dang short. First one. So I go first? I thought your, some of these I was kind of interested in because I didn't know what was going on, but I could understand yours, and I thought your emotion was really, really nice with this, but I thought it could have been brought a little more. I liked your, little reverb thing you had. I think you did. Or I just went crazy.
Yeah, there was reverb okay. in there.
But overall, I really liked the character and the emotion you brought to it. I just thought it could have been brought a little more. Like I said, it's short. I don't know about these movies.
Yeah, mine are going to be fairly short as well. I thought you had good emotion as well, though I agree. It could have used a bit more intensity is what I have. The levels could have been brought up a little more. It seemed a little bit rushed. I liked the reverb. I don't really remember it in the scene, but I haven't actually watched that scene and listened to it in a while. So, but yeah, again, I love your voice for this voice actor. His characters tend to be a real good fit for you. So, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, are you finished?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Next up is Soyella, and her song Woo! Is also from Spirited Away.
Yeah, her scene is also from Spirited Away. She's Lynn.
Yeah, okay.
Who is the person at the spirit bathhouse that kind of takes the main character, Chihiro, under her wing.
So
Chihiro is this little girl, and she gets, like, sucked into this spirit world, and her parents... The thing is with, like, spirits and fairies and stuff, you're not supposed to eat the food from their world or you get stuck there. And her parents got turned into pigs by this witch that runs the bathhouse. And so Chihiro's got to, like, work at the bathhouse and try to figure out how to rescue her parents. I don't remember.
I don't understand these movies. It's crazy. But I think...
They're Japanese. You don't have to understand them. They're meant to be looked at, not understood.
When I heard her do this, I think one of my friends from YouTube has actually done this scene, and I think I recognized it, so I think...
Yeah. The voice actress, I don't really know most of these. I had to look some of them up, but this one I know was Susan Egan, who did the voice for Megara. Yes.
She's Meg.
From Hercules. So...
And that always confuses me, but this is totally going off topic. She was also Belle on Broadway.
I did not know
Susan
that.
Susan Egan awesome. Was the first Belle on Broadway, which every time I listen to that soundtrack, it's like Meg singing a song from Beauty and the Beast. So, yeah. Just, that's totally off topic, but whatever.
Anyway.
So, here is Soyala as Lynn.
What? Don't dump her on me. Oh, great. Why are you picking on me? You owe me one, Haku. You hear me? Come on. I can't believe you pulled it off. You're such a dope. I was really worried. Now, keep on your toes. If you need anything, ask me, okay?
Oh, okay.
What's wrong?
I don't feel so good.
So, this is our room. A little food and some sleep and you'll be fine. Here's your apron. You have to wash it yourself. Your pants. You're so puny. Way too big.
Lynn, you know Haku?
What about him?
There aren't two of them here, are there?
Two Hakus? I can barely stand one. Too big. He's Yubaba's henchman. Don't trust anything he says. Let's see. Ah, here we go. What's wrong with you? Are you feeling okay?
Quiet down. What's your problem?
It's the new girl. She doesn't feel so good.
All right, now Soyala.
Oh, I go first. I thought you had good character voices and your emotion was good. I loved your attitude on Lynn. She was awesome. I thought your Chihiro could have sounded a bit, I don't know, more like scared. But otherwise, I really liked this scene. Yeah.
Alrighty. I really liked this. I thought you did an okay job with the distinction. I wish there would have been like a little more between the distinction between the characters. And a little bit of sound effects, like maybe here and there would have been nice. And I was a little confused at the beginning of the characters, like, what was going on, kind of, or who was speaking. But as it went through, I really understood it. But I really like this. I thought you did a really good job. Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Damn. So, next up is Animated 93. And his scene is from Castle in the Sky. So, I guess we'll just go ahead and listen to Animated 93.
Please step inside. Look there. What is it? An artificial life form. It's called a robot. Lapita was just a legend until this fell from the sky. Now the government wants me to unlock Lapita's secrets. For example, what's this fellow made of? Metal or ceramics? With our limited technology, we have no idea. But he does tell us one thing. Come and see. Oh, don't be afraid, Sheeta. He's really quite dead, you know. Look there. That's... yes. It's the same emblem that decorates the fireplace in your home. And your crystal. You see, Sheeta, this crystal also comes from Laputa. And I believe the powers locked inside it are capable of leading a person back to that city's treasures.
Then why? Why don't you just take it? Just take it and keep Lapita's treasures for yourself, but please leave me and Patsu alone, please!
You really are being very silly about this. You think I'm doing this for money? You understand nothing! According to the legend, the same technology that kept Lapita airborne also made it a major power that once dominated the entire planet. If such a horrible thing is still floating up there, then you can understand what a threat it is to the peace of the world. Sheeta. The stone only works for you. You must know of some way to make the stone point out the location of Laputa. I really don't know anything. Please, let me see Patsu. I don't want to see any harm come to anyone, but I simply can't control what the military might do to him.
What?
In the event that you cooperate, I'm sure whoever's in charge will grant Patsu his freedom. Lushita. To'el-ul Laputa?
You know my real name.
Ul means ruler in Laputian. Toel means true. You are the legitimate heir to the throne of Laputa, Princess Lushita.
And that was Animated 93 with his scene. I go first. I really, really liked how you did the different sound effects and the music and everything with it. I thought it sounded really good. And you had, I thought your distinction between your characters was really, really good. The voice and everything. And, like, developing characters. And I just really, really like this. I thought it sounded, like, very professional. I thought it sounded very good. And I don't know why. Like, for some reason, I'm always surprised at his stuff. Like, when it's really good, I don't know why. I'm always like, oh my gosh. I'm always so surprised. I don't know why. But yeah, I really like this. I thought it was good.
Yeah. I agree. I thought you had good character differentiation. I liked the use of the background music and the sound effects. It really added the, like, dramatic buildup to the scene. I have to say, your Muska voice, I think I'm pronouncing that right. I have no idea. That's your, yeah, his voice was one of my favorite villain voices this whole show so far.
Ooh.
Yeah, because he's that kind of, like, suave, genteel sounding villain.
Watch out, Melly.
He's a sophisticated villain. I looked it up in the dub of, the English dub of the film, Mark Hamill voiced that character, and that's, well, back in the day, he was Luke Skywalker, but more recently, he always voices awesome villains. Like, he did Fire Lord Ozai in the Avatar The Last Airbender series, and he did the Joker in, like,
I don't watch
all the Batman video games.
I don't know any of these.
But yeah, he's just got that nice, like, smooth, evil, powerful voice, and I like your take on it. Also, I think you turned Sheeta into a guy, because you said Prince Lushita at the end instead of princess, because in the movie it's a girl. But yeah, otherwise I would have to say your little girl voice strikes again. Like last round, because he was
Penny.
Yeah, I was gonna say Penny. I was confused momentarily whether it was Penny Jenny. Or Jenny, because they look the same and they sound the same and they have the same name.
They're the same person.
They're, like, identical twins.
Yeah.
Disney's first ever set of identical twins separated at birth. Take that, Parent Trap.
Right.
Next up, we have...
Green Girl.
Yes.
And her scene is from... Princess
Mononoke.
Mononoke. Yeah. So, here is... Green Girl.
You know, you could always jump, boy. As soon as your strength returns, the mark will spread and destroy you. I was hoping you'd cry out in your sleep. Then I would have bitten your head off to silence you. The boars are marching. The trees cry out as they die, but you can't hear them. I lie here. I listen to the pain of the forest and feel the ache of the bullet in my chest. And I dream of the day when I will finally crunch that gunwoman's head in my jaws. The humans are gathering for the final battle. The flames of their guns will burn us all. Typical. Selfish. You think like a human. San is my daughter. She is of the wolf tribe. When the forest dies, so does she. Silence, boy! How dare you speak to a god like that? I caught her human parents defiling my forest. They threw their baby at my feet as they ran away. Instead of eating her, I raised her as my own. Now, my poor... ugly, beautiful daughter is neither human nor wolf. How could you help? How? Will you join forces with San and fight the humans? There is nothing you can do, boy. Soon the demon mark will spread and kill you. Now leave this place at sunrise. Return, and I shall kill you.
And now was Green Girl. With her scary scene. I do not understand this scene at all. It scared me. You go first, Dodge.
Oh, I do. Yeah, don't I? Do. I thought you had good emotion. You really brought out like the anger and bitterness in the scene. I really liked that. You've got such a versatile voice. Because you can change different things in different emotional levels and play so many different characters. Because I've been keeping up with the Girls Next Door comic, and she's Sarah from The Labyrinth in that. And that's more of a light comedic character. And then I go from that, from watching the new episode that came up today, to listening to this. And I'm like, whoa. So you're awesome. Yeah, I really liked this from you. It was very intense. Very intense.
Right. My first thing I have is, what kind of movie is this? Like, it scared me. Biting people's heads off and all that, it kind of scared me. I really, really liked your emotion in this. I could tell it was very, like, I don't know if... fierce is the right word, but I really liked it. I really like how you acted the scene out. I just thought emotion maybe could have been put across a little stronger. But other than that, I really liked this, even though it scared the crap out of me. Yeah. So, next is Dirksies. And her scene is
from Ponyo. Ponyo on the cliff by the sea. Ponyo. But Ponyo for short.
Ponyo.
It's kind of like the Japanese version of The Little Mermaid, I'm not going to lie.
Oh. Wait, is this the movie that came out, like, just a few years ago?
Yeah, and it's, with, like...
He's, like, orange or red.
Miley Cyrus's little sister.
Oh, yeah. And then the Jonas
the youngest
kid.
Jonas brother. But they actually have such cute voices.
I remember seeing previews for this, and I was like, what? Yeah, I remember seeing previews for this now.
Yeah. And, like, Matt Damon is in it as I think, Sosuke's father. And Cate Blanchett is Ponyo's mom. And Liam Neeson is Ponyo's dad. And I forget who is Sosuke's mom. Tina Fey, I think it was.
Just crazy.
It was quite an interesting cast. These movies always have, like, star-studded casts. They're so great.
Woo!
But yeah, so
here,
let's listen to Dirksies do a scene from Ponyo.
Yeah.
So this is Sosuke.
How do you do? Are you Ponyo's mother?
Yes. You brought my daughter safely here. Thank you. Sosuke, Ponyo opened a magic well because she very much wants to be human. To become a real girl, she needs you to accept and love her as she truly is. You know that Ponyo was a fish, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And you know her as a human. Your drop of blood did that.
Oh, that's it! I cut my thumb and then Ponyo licked it, and then made it better. So that's how she changed into a human.
Could you love her if she moved between two worlds?
Mm-hmm. I love all the Ponyos. It's a big responsibility, but I really love her.
Ponyo, come here, please. Ponyo, Sosuke has promised to accept you as you are. To become human, you must choose to abandon magic. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Kiss the bubble child when you return to land. Then Ponyo will become a girl. Growing up just like you.
I accept, Ponyo. Thank you very much, Ponyo's mother.
Everyone, the balance of nature is restored. Life begins again.
And that was Dirksies. I go first. I listen to these, and I think Audrey does as well, through headphones. I listen to them on my iPod. I don't know about you. But I get them from the email on my iPod, and I listen to them on my iPod. But your little, I'm guessing it, since you said it was like the Little Mermaid thing, I'm guessing the sound effects were water.
Yeah, it sounded very bubbly.
Okay, yes, it was a lot of bubbles. But I thought the water sound effects sounded really cool, and it sounded really cool in the headphones, and I liked how your different characters were, it was for me at least, in one ear. And then the other one was in the other.
I didn't notice that because for the first time in this entire show, I actually listened through my computer speakers instead of my headphones.
Oh my goodness, Audrey.
I can't believe I missed out on the panning.
Yes,
that sucks.
Panning.
I have to go back and re-listen now.
Panning between two characters. Panning stuff blows my mind. I don't know why. It just blows my mind.
It takes everything up to the next level of awesome.
Yes, it does. You get extra brownie points if you do panning.
Yeah.
Well, if it's good panning. Yeah, I really, really like this. I thought you did a really good job differentiating between the characters, and I really liked your emotion in these between the two. This scene kind of confused me, especially the part where she says, "Licked my thumb." What is that all about? Would you care to explain?
Oh, that's, Ponyo is this, she was a goldfish, little magical goldfish.
Uh-huh.
But I forget how she winds up meeting Sosuke, but Sosuke's a little human boy. And the first time they met, sort of, he, like, cut his finger somehow. Mm-hmm. And she went to pull a magical, I'll heal it and make it better, and she licked it. And
so weird.
Wound up drinking a little bit of his blood, and that's how she was able to become human.
What?
It's magic, don't question it.
What is with these movies? Oh my god, okay.
They're so weird, but in an awesome way. I mean, it makes no sense if you're just, like, describing it or reading a description of it, but if you're actually watching it, it's like, whoa, this is awesome.
Alrighty then. That's what I had. You can go to all.
I loved your character voices. The bubbly sound effects, I don't know if those were from the film or not, but they were really cool. I didn't remember it being quite so bubble sounding in the film. It actually did sound like bubbles going around as well as water sloshing. But that was just really neat. You pronounced Ponyo a little different because in the film, you know, it's Miley Cyrus's little sister is Ponyo. They pronounce it with like a very American accent.
Probably like Ponyo.
Yeah, she's like Ponyo or something like that. I don't know. That actually sounded too close to my own voice. But yeah, she pronounced it, I think, closer to the Japanese pronunciation, which is Ponyo. So that's okay, you know. It differs from person to person anyway. I loved your voice for Ponyo's mother. It's very smooth and reserved, but still, like, kind of powerful, which is good because this is Kate Blanchett's voice. This is the girl that, like, has played Queen Elizabeth and Galadriel from Lord of the Rings. Okay, she's got that kind of an awesome voice. And you captured that real well. And, yeah, I liked your emotion on her a lot. And I liked your excitement as Sosuke as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Alrighty.
Very good. Very good. I can't believe I missed out on the panning. I have to go re-listen to it now so I can hear that.
You must.
I will.
So, last but not least.
We have Musical-tastic!
Yay!
With a scene from Kiki's Delivery Service.
Again, I don't know what these movies are, so I don't know what it is.
Kiki is a witch in training.
Oh.
She's like a little preteen girl, and she's like learning how to do magic and fly on a broomstick and stuff. Musical-tastic.
When I was your age, I already decided to become an artist. I love to paint so much, I'd paint all day until I fell asleep right at my easel. And then, one day, for some reason, I just couldn't paint anymore. I tried and tried, but nothing I did seemed any good. They were copies of paintings I'd seen somewhere before, and not very good copies either. I just felt like I'd lost my ability. That sounds like me. It's exactly the same. But then I found the answer. You see, I hadn't figured out what or why I wanted to paint. I had to discover my own style. When you fly, you rely on what's inside of you, don't you?
Uh-huh. We fly with our spirit.
Trusting your spirit. Yes, yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That same spirit is what makes me paint and makes your friend bake. But we each need to find our own inspiration, Kiki, and sometimes it's not easy.
I guess I never gave much thought to why I wanted to do this. I got so caught up in all the training and stuff. Maybe I have to find my own inspiration. But am I ever gonna find it? And is it worth all the trouble?
Well, there were quite a few times when I thought of painting something over that painting.
But it turned out so great.
Then I guess it's worth it.
All right, and that was Musical-tastic. All right, I thought you had good emotion on this, but I thought your character voices could have used a bit more differentiation. Like, you could tell them apart based on the emotions from the characters, but it would have been a little bit better if you'd changed your voice up a little more. I liked the, like, background music that you used. Once again, I think I know I've said this before repeatedly. You sound like really muffled or far away. I don't know if it's your microphone or if you're using some sort of like noise cancellation or sound compression or something, but you sound really far away or really quiet. Just it makes it hard to hear you. But yeah, that's all I've got.
All right, and what you missed in the last 5 minutes that were condensed into like a fifth of a second for y'all is that Wonderful World of Disney has suddenly come down with yet another case of technology hates us itis. And also life hates us itis. Because Allison has her mom needs to borrow her mic for some reason, and so she can't finish the rest of her critique or anything, but she has sent me her notes on Musicaltastic and or the main points of her notes anyway. And yeah, so I'm gonna read that off for her. She says that a little more emotion would be nice, but it was good overall. And she said that she would have liked a little bit more distinction between the character voices. I think I said some things along those same lines. Yeah. So she's also sent me the scores, so I'm going to stop for a second and tally those up and come back with some results in about 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, and I have the results now. Told you it'd only be like 5 seconds. yeah, so as usual, it's a close game. The lowest score was a 7.5, and the highest was a 9.5. So, yeah. You guys are just so awesome. It's always such a tight race. Yeah, so... But the person that got a 9.5 and has won immunity this week is Animated 93, which means your partner, Soyala, yay, has also won immunity. So, congrats, you guys. Awesome work. Yeah. Yay for Studio Ghibli. Yay for Hayao Miyazaki movies. Woo! I love Miyazaki. He's awesome. Crazy, but he's awesome. Yeah. Like I said, you know, his stories, they're pretty out there, but the art makes it more believable because the art is just fantabulous. Anyway, yeah, so that's pretty much it. Woo! Yay, Animated 93! Yay, Soyala! Yay, immunity! Yay! Yeah. Have a magical day, people! Brownie points! No. Have a magical day. Or night. Or whenever, you know.